And now this is a dictation for Aina, I-N-A, Jean, J-E-A-N, Bittler, B as in boy, I, T as in today, L, E-R, January 1749, address as a letter to Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-B-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow-up for Mrs. Bittler, chronic kidney disease. She has prior primary hyperparathyroidism with parathyroid surgery. Comes accompanied with husband, morbid obesity, unable to walk, released from nursing home to home. Chronic minor solid dysphagia, chronic diarrhea on Miralax, chronic constipation on Miralax, no bleeding, no infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, uses oxygen 24 hours, 1.5 liters, no purulent material hemoptysis, is my understanding will be tested for sleep apnea, there is no chest pain, palpitations, there is dyspnea at rest, as well as some degree of orthopnea, stable edema, no ulcers, doing physical therapy as well as occupational, says to be eating well. She uses the bedpan when she's in the bed as a way to release herself. She cannot go to the bathroom. Next paragraph, medication list review. Notice the two diuretics, Lasix and Bumex, on potassium replacement. Tolerating Farxiga, exposed to Emiodarone and Eliquis, next paragraph is morbid obese in a wheelchair, at home weight apparently 285, blood pressure by nurse 113/80. She is lethargic when not interacting, otherwise answer questions, oriented to person, place, situation, morbid obesity, unable to hear any major changes on lungs, heart, cannot resize internal organs, stable edema, no cellulitis. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is July, creatinine 1.7, which is a new baseline over the last 2 years. Concentrated sodium. Normal potassium, elevated bicarbonate. Creatinine 1.7. Low albumin, normal calcium, phosphorus elevated 6.1, normal magnesium, anemia 11, large red blood cells 107, normal white blood cell platelet, PTH not elevated, A1C at 6.6. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, stable, no indication for dialysis, she has morbid obesity, chronic respiratory failure hypoxemia, hypoventilation syndrome. She will benefit from BiPAP machine, but she declines. She's going to be tested for a sleep apnea. Tolerating Farxiga without urinary tract infection. There is anemia with severe macrocytosis, probably effect of medications. She has primary hyperparathyroidism with prior parathyroid surgery and remains on Sensipar, S-E-N-S-I-P-A-R. Exposed to amiodarone, previously pulmonary hypertension and right-sided heart failure, elevated phosphorus. We discussed about diet, and we are going to start phosphorus binders with calcium acetate, one each meal. Husband asked about the exposure to allopurinol, prior history of gout, uric acid to be updated. Come back on the next 4 to 6 months or early as needed, end of dictation,